None but the hungry heart. 6:30. No cross, no Christ. Whoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Luke 14, verse 27. One hears much today about body life, with its emphasis upon New Testament gathering, rather than Christ-centered growth. The body is meant to manifest the head, and that necessitates spiritual members. Where there is no cross, there is no life, and no ministry of life. The object of suffering is that there may be a full and abundant ministry. We are not to invite trouble, nor by austerity to ill-treat our bodies. The Holy Spirit himself takes responsibility for our experience, leading us in paths where we encounter, in body, heart, or spirit, that measure of the dying of Jesus that will mean enrichment of our ministry. There are many today who seem to think that it is all or largely a matter of the order, technique, and form, and if we are to return to the New Testament form or order of churches, all would be well. The fact is that while certain things characterize the New Testament church, the word does not give us a complete pattern according to which churches are to be formed. There is no blueprint for churches in the New Testament, and to try to form such churches is only to create another system, which may be as legal, sectarian, and dead as others. Churches, like the church, are organisms which spring out of life, which life itself springs out of the cross of Christ, wrought into the very being of believers. Unless believers are crucified people, there can be no true expression of the church. God forbid that I should glory except in the cross. Galatians 6:14.